Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Chinese men began arriving in Shasta County during the Gold Rush in the early 1850s, resulting in the establishment of Chinatowns in the outskirts of almost every town. Chinese were very devout in their religious beliefs. Incense was continuously burned in each house. When a house was entered, prostrations and chanting were made on the floor. A Joss House was located at the Shasta Chinatown, but was considered plain compared to the Joss House at Weaverville. A favorite Chinese rheumatism cure was sold in Chinese stores. It consisted of placing a live rattlesnake in a gallon of meat and malt whiskey for several days. When a patient drank a full shot glass, pain supposedly ceased and comfort soon followed. Want more, Dottie? Go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
You don't hear me singing the blues too much on this show, and there's a reason for that. I mean, I've got arguably the best job in the world chatting with you every week about fishing, hunting, and conservation. However, a little tumble in the woods last week has my life spinning, and not in a good way. I was out on a quick overnight camping trip in the Cascade Mountains with my trusty Springer Spaniel Georgia. Just car camping, nothing fancy, and it was time to call it a night. I put Georgia on a leash so she could do her business one last time, and just a few steps away from the truck, while I'm looking up at the stars above without a care in the world, she bolted. Now, I don't know if she saw a deer, a squirrel, Bigfoot, I don't know, but I know I tumbled to the ground and instantly felt a sharp pain in my left ankle. That sharp pain turned out to be a broken fibula just above the ankle, and I'll be having surgery on Monday where the doctor will use a metal plate and screw to put the bones back in place and keep them there. Recovery time? At least 8 weeks until I can put weight on that foot again. That means goodbye, not only to my long-planned fishing, crabbing, and camping trip next week on Washington's Puget Sound, but also the end of any chance to compete in a mid-September bass tournament or enjoy my annual September fishing trip in the Columbia River Gorge bordering Oregon and Washington at Fish Camp. And worse still, I'm probably going to be out for the opening day of not just quail season, but also duck hunting season and pheasant season in October. Yikes, this got serious in a hurry. Another opener I'm going to miss? The deer hunting opener. And I've got to tell you, I was really looking forward to going out with my new Henry Repeating Arms Long Ranger Lever Action Rifle. I got this great-looking rugged rifle and 6.5 Creedmoor, perfect caliber for the mule deer that roam the region I live in, but heading to the range to get it sighted in, let alone hiking and hunting, all without putting any weight on my left foot, that's going to be in the really tough-to-do category. On the other hand, if you are looking for a quality deer gun this fall in either 6.5 Creedmoor or maybe calibers like 243, 223, or 308, you really need to check out the Long Ranger, made specifically to reach out and touch big game and predators too. Like all of Henry's firearms, they are made in the USA and have a lifetime satisfaction guarantee. You can find out more and find a dealer near you at henryusa.com. If you have any questions, just contact the award-winning customer service staff, and don't forget to ask for your free decals and catalog too. That website again, henryusa.com. This week on America Outdoors Radio, we've got a slate of great guests for you, to include Brian Lovett, who just wrote a state-by-state deer hunting forecast for 2021 at OutdoorLife.com. He'll join us to talk about some of the key trends he has seen as we approach the fall deer season. It's no secret, RVs are all the rage right now, but if you like to get off the pavement and onto the back roads or maybe even the Jeep trails and overland it, you'll want to hear our conversation with Steve McLeod. He's the owner of Four Shear Off-Road Trailers out of Springville, Utah. Steve's not only going to tell you about his trailers, but also about the challenges and triumphs he and the rest of the RV industry is facing during the ongoing COVID pandemic. Finally, dove hunting season starts September 1st, and even though I won't be participating this year, we will be joined by someone who is. That would be Edgar Castillo. He's a Kansas-based outdoors writer who loves upland bird hunting, and we'll share a great discussion with you about dove hunting, to include some tips that might help you harvest a few more of those birds too. Before we talk deer, RVs, and dove hunting, though, let's break out the rod and reels and talk a little fishing. Next on America Outdoors Radio, let's talk crappie fishing. And I've got a great guy to talk crappie fishing with. That would be Ron Stallings with TTI Blakemore out of Alabama. Ron, great to have you back on the air.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You know, Ron, we are finishing up with the dog days of summer. We're going to be heading to September, where the water is going to start to cool around our United States. The days are going to become shorter. Let's talk about the crappie. Where are they now at the end of the August? And where are they going to be when these things start happening in September?
Well, right now they're mostly in the deeper swells and channels of lakes and river, or mostly lakes and non-current rivers. But as time wears on, they're actually going to start foraging really, really hard for spawning season coming up in the winter months. And they're going to be moving up into shallower water and finding that certain thermocline where they can forage really good and really fatten themselves up and start developing the eggs and getting things ready to go. So if they're in 20 feet now, by the middle to end of September, depending on where you're at in the United States, they're going to be moving up into that 15 to 12 to 10 depth right there in that thermocline that's specific for them. And they're going to be, like I said, they're going to be foraging. They're going to be building themselves up for eggs and spawning for the winter. So they're going to be transitioning to a little bit shallower water. They're not going to be in deeper water, but they're going to be looking for that certain thermocline. And it's all going to depend on, you know, the water temperature and the location in the United States where you're fishing at. Where you're at is probably going to cool quicker than it is here in Alabama or even Florida or even Texas. So you're probably going to have an earlier staging site in each lake. I would be targeting them in that halfway range, depending on the depth where you're at. So if you're fishing in an area that, like I said, is 20 feet, look for that 15 to 12 to 10 foot area as the months progress, and they'll start staging in there and foraging hard.
You know, this is good news for anglers who don't have a boat, because, you know, those depths are reachable, whether you're fishing from the bank or fishing from a dock. Certainly, though, if you have a boat, this works too. Let's talk about tactics. What do you like to do to entice bites this time of year?
Well, during that time, they're going to be foraging mostly on live bait, live minnows, little chubs and things like that, small shiners. And the best thing to do in a boat is a spider rig. And depending on where you're at will depend on how many rods you can put out. Out here in Alabama, we can put out 8 rods and have 4 on one side, 4 on the other, and 2 anglers. But some states don't allow that many, so you'll have maybe 2 or 3 per side. But what you're doing is at the bottom of the line, you'll have a weight. Then above that, you'll have 2 lines that hang off. You put a true turn hook on each end of those lines and just stick a minnow in there and push those minnows into structure. Now, they're going to be foraging around structure a lot. So if you can set your lines up and push your boat and then have it stop and have those lines just slowly flow into that brush, they will attack those minnows, and it'll be like a total Chinese fire drill, man, because they'll just go nuts over it.
Let's talk about folks who are using artificial lures. I understand TTI Blakemore. In fact, I don't just understand. I know TTI Blakemore has all sorts of crappie lures. What would you recommend?
Well, depending on the size of the fish and the region where you live at, we have a larger button-tail bodied bait that's called a slab dragger. It has ribs underneath the belly that trap air on the cast and release those bubbles after the cast is set. that's a really, really good bait. It's got a lot of sound, a lot of flash, a lot of vibration. The other one we have is called a crappie tamer. And what it has, it's a solid body with a flared tail, but the solid body has huge rings around it. Remember the old ringworms back in the 70s? It looks something similar to that. So it holds a lot more air. It has a lot more vibration. It'll hit that frequency that on the lateral line that the fish pick up on. And it's a real good active bait. Now, when you're fishing with those minnows on your line, instead of having a weight down there, you can put a roadrunner down there. So you'll have three different areas that fish can hit on.
Nice.
So you can have a roadrunner on the bottom, a minnow above that, and maybe a minnow above that. So you have an option. Now you got to check your local regulations to make sure that you can use that many hooks above any kind of a weight or any kind of a lure. But the crappie tamer and the slab dragger, those are two superb lures for crappie.
Well, I'll tell you what, that slab dragger, I am going to check that one out. That sounds like a fantastic option. I love the fact that it's releasing those air bubbles. What an attractant that's going to be.
It's really also, believe it or not, it's a really good walleye lure.
Oh, all right. Well, now you've got me even more excited. So there you go, folks. All sorts of options from TCI Blakemore. And yes, you can find the Roadrunner and these other lures in sporting goods stores all over North America. If you can't for some reason, what's the website folks should go to?
It's ttiblakemore.com.
That's ttiblakemore.com for crappie lures. And as you just heard, you now know where those crappie are going to be come September. And now you've got some great ideas on how to catch them, too. Thanks as always, Ron.
All right, buddy. Good luck to you out there. And y'all have good fishing and a great, great winter.
The Dowson, Oregon is your base camp for fishing fun. Reel in big salmon, tangle with steelhead, bass, and walleye, or wrestle a monster sturgeon to the boat. After the day is done, you'll find a variety of lodging options around town. Need to resupply? We've got you covered with sporting goods stores plus great dining, breweries, wineries, and can't-miss attractions like the Gorge Discovery Center. Plan your fishing getaway today at explorethedalles.com. That's explorethedalles.com.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Backcountry Hunters and Anglers is the voice for your public lands, waters, and wildlife. From the Canadian Yukon to the Florida Everglades, we're stepping up to conserve North America's public lands, defend our hunting and fishing traditions, and expand public access to the outdoors. Our outdoor heritage depends on sportsmen and women like you speaking up for the natural resources that sustain our way of life. Find out how you can get involved at backcountryhunters.org and become a BHA member today.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them? Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Jazz up your weekend breakfast or brunch at Black Bear Diner with a sparkling mimosa made with our fresh squeezed orange juice and Prosecco. It's a delicious and refreshing sidekick to your favorite omelet, Benedict, or pancake breakfast. At lunch or dinner, add a glass of red or white Kendall Jackson family wine, or choose a domestic, import, or specialty beer to ride along with your favorite entree. Serve daily at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. As we transition to September, I know if you're like me, you're starting to think about deer hunting, and you're probably wondering how things are going to be this year. That's why you should probably go to OutdoorLife.com and check out the 2021 deer hunting forecast state by state. It's written by Brian Lovett, and we are reaching out to him in his home state of Wisconsin right now to get more details. Brian, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, John. Great to be here.
Well, this was a great article. I love the state-by-state breakdown. We're not going to be able to go through all 50 states in the next 10 minutes, but I definitely want to hit the highlights. Let's start off with whitetail deer. When it comes to whitetails, how are they doing in terms of, you know, from the Midwest to the East in general? And what are a couple of great states you'd recommend for hunting them?
Well, overall, it sounds pretty good for whitetails this year. In the north, winters haven't been too severe. In the south, of course, some of those southeastern states face some challenges now, and a couple of states, Louisiana and Mississippi, had some flooding issues one or two years ago that impacted the herds at the local level. Overall, it looks like a good year. People are saying production looks really good, and many are expecting increased harvest from last year, actually.
When I think of great places to hunt whitetail deer, I generally think of states like Alabama, Tennessee. Are those still a couple of great choices?
Yeah, they really are. Both those look very good this year. Tennessee in particular, they were pretty optimistic about prospects for this coming fall. Alabama as well. Like I said, they look like they had good production this year, so things are looking up.
Well, let's head west. Different situation out there. The west has been plagued by both drought. It's also been plagued by wildfires, and that's all mule deer country. So what's the outlook for mule deer in some of our western states? And if you were to pick a state in terms of where to hunt mule deer, what would it be?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, some of those states, Arizona, as an example, face some real issues with drought and how that has affected production. I think Nevada also had some challenges there. The overall quality of buck remains very good in those areas because of active management. If I had to pick a state this year, it looks like Colorado could be up in terms of harvest. They got some much-needed moisture here recently, and they actually, I believe, increased harvest opportunities for this year.
Great to hear. You know, and folks just love to hunt the Centennial State. I lived there for a couple years. It is some beautiful country, that's to be sure. All right, next stop, we're heading north
to Alaska. Now, I think everybody knows there's very good hunting up there most years for Sitka blacktail. One thing I didn't know that you pointed out in the article is that there's mule deer in Alaska. I didn't know that. Where are they at, and is there a season for them?
Well, they say some mule deer have been sighted from the eastern interior to the northern southeastern Alaska. I didn't know that either. I thought it was all blacktails, and you really never think about mule deer when it comes to Alaska. But I guess there are some there. You know, in terms of blacktail hunting, the season looks pretty good, really. The populations depend so much on winter severity up there. You know, on Prince William Sound, it looks like they had some winter kill a couple of years ago, but overall, populations look good. And on Kodiak Island, sounds like deer are recovering from what was a pretty tough winter a couple of years ago, and overall are kind of on the rebound.
Do you know if you can actually hunt mule deer in Alaska, or are you not allowed to do that yet because they've essentially just been discovered in recent years?
You know, I'm going to have to double check on that. I don't believe there is a season, as I've not seen anything on that. Also, if you anything related to deer hunting Alaska always goes back to blacktails, so I would actually have to look into that.
Actually, Brian, I'm actually looking at the regs right now. It looks like you can harvest mule deer in Alaska. So if you want something different than just those Sitka blacktail, plan a mule deer hunt in the last frontier. You know, it is funny, though, the Sitka blacktail. I mean, it's not a big deer, but there's a lot of guides that make a lot of money offering Sitka blacktail hunts. And I guess it's just the quality of the hunt on those islands in particular of Alaska that draws people to that experience.
Yeah, you know, that's my impression as well. I have a lot of friends who have gone up there and done guided hunts, and again, they're not huge bucks, they're not big deer, but just the scenery and the entire experience, you know, from boating in and just the variety of wildlife that you would see up there makes it kind of a once-in-a-lifetime deal.
Let's turn to the state that, in your opinion, is facing the biggest issues with deer populations and why. And we're covering everything from drought to excessive winters to chronic wasting disease. You know, in terms of red flags, in terms of alarm bells, where are deer really having a hard time this year?
Well, it's tough to pinpoint one state. You know, again, I'd say some of the southeastern states really face some challenges now, especially in terms of fawn recruitment. You know, coyotes are always mentioned as a big culprit, and many studies are backing that up. So I guess in general, some of those southeastern states, coupled with, you know, seasonal flooding in some areas, has made it tough there. You know, and it's difficult to say whether we, as, you know, deer managers, hunters, can do anything to help that, or maybe it's just a cycle of nature that's going to have to work itself out.
So when you're talking the southeastern states, are you particularly talking about Mississippi, Louisiana?
Mississippi, Louisiana, South Carolina had quite a few challenges with fawn recruitment in recent years. Now, this year, the forecast for South Carolina actually looks pretty darn good. The deer manager there is very optimistic. But yeah, in general, Mississippi, Louisiana, South Carolina, those areas.
So here's the last question. We got to save the best for last. If someone was to reach out to you, Brian Lovett, and say, of all the 50 states, what's the state I need to go to tag out on a buck? What's my best chance? Doesn't have to be a trophy, just want to tag out on a buck. Where are you going to send me and why?
You know, it's really hard for me to get away from the Midwest. I mean, just because their deer populations are so robust, there's a lot of public land, and there's a lot of big deer too. But, you know, Wisconsin, Michigan, now there are a lot of hunters in those areas as well. But, you know, with just the amount of public land available and the deer numbers there, it's really tough to get away. Pennsylvania would be another area where there's just so much, you know, state game lands available that, I mean, opportunity would equate to success, in my opinion.
All right. I guess I do have one more question for you, Brian, and that is, where are you going to be hunting this year? Obviously, Wisconsin, that's your home state, but are you going anywhere else, and are you going to be doing it with a bow, a muzzleloader, or a rifle?
Probably around home this year. Yeah, we were just checking trail cameras here this weekend at our little place in southern Wisconsin and seeing what's out there for bucks and trying to get some stands in trees. So I'll be hunting mostly in this area in the southwestern part of the state and perhaps some around home too in the east central area of the state. But this is a beautiful area with lots of good deer around it, and deer numbers are very good. So it's looking forward to it because it begins here in less than a month.
Yes, it does. And getting back to your method of choice, is it a bow, muzzleloader, or rifle?
Well, Yes. we'll start bow hunting here in a few weeks, and I really enjoy doing that just because it's such a low-key, enjoyable hunt, you know. I mean, you can go out for an evening, and even if you don't see any deer, you've had a great experience,
right.
You know. It's just a beautiful time of year to be out and watch the seasons change, you know. Gun hunting used to be such a big event here in Wisconsin, more of a social event, and now more people do it kind of as a solo or small group, so that's still a great time of year. It's just the anticipation for it, you know. It's such a cultural thing here in Wisconsin.
Well, it sounds like you've got a great season ahead, and folks, now you've got some information so that you can have a great season too. If you want to find out more details, definitely go to OutdoorLife.com. Check out the 2021 deer hunting forecast. It's state by state, all sorts of information by Brian Lovett, and he writes all sorts of other articles for Outdoor Life too. Brian, thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 200 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, accurate, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. Our next stop is Springville, Utah. That's the home of Borshear Off-Road Trailers. And we've got the owner on the line, Steve McLeod. Steve, welcome to the show.
How are you doing?
I am doing great. Really want to talk about your very new company, founded in 2018. And boy, talk about good timing, because RVs and trailers, their use is going through the roof right now as we deal with this COVID pandemic and people want to get outside. Before we get into your product line, I want to talk about your company and your trailers. All of your trailers are made in America, and I guess I just assumed that most RVs and trailers were made in America. Is that not true?
It's about a 50% true. Some of the bigger manufacturers that we're seeing, we're actually seeing a lot of trailers that are being manufactured in China and imported. And then some of the better ones are made in Australia and imported, and then there's a few from South Africa. We're one of the few larger companies that sticks to the made in America, though.
I had no idea, and that's why we have folks like you on the show. All right, the next question I have for you is, you make these small, rugged trailers. A lot of them can be towed by very small vehicles, in one case even a motorcycle. What separates an off-road trailer from a standard trailer that you haul behind your car or truck?
So an off-road trailer is going to have a smaller footprint. It's going to be far more compact. It's going to be lighter in weight. It's typically going to have some form of an independent suspension for superior ground clearance, and typically sit quite a bit higher. And then you're not going to have the, you know, the large cabin living spaces that you would have, you know, in your traditional big bumper poles and fifth wheels. You're usually going to have a small little sleeping space, some sort of a galley, a fridge, freezer, just the basics. And for the most part, you're going to be in the outdoors. You're not going to be living in the trailer.
Gotcha. You know, this is fine. I mean, it used to be this is why you got a pickup truck and went truck camping, but not everybody has a pickup truck. And even if you do, you might want something like your Extreme Expedition rig. I really like this. Why don't you tell our folks a little bit more about it?
So our Extreme Expedition rig, we call it, you know, the XER, it was designed to be lightweight, to be pulled behind Jeeps and side-by-sides in particular, or any small vehicle. It does not have an interior sleeping quarters, but it does have a rooftop tent. It's got a 180 or 270 awning. It does have a full galley, sink, stove, fridge, freezer that rolls out of the back. And it was purposely designed just to haul your camping gear and be able to put behind a side-by-side or a Jeep, or, you know, even a Subaru could pull one. And it's just to take the basic amenities that you would want to go camping, but, you know, you're not going to have the camper.
Well, if you do want the camper, you do have something for that. The Extreme Overland Camper, I really like the design of this. And there's also, well, for lack of a better word, a deluxe model too, isn't there?
Yes. So the XOC actually has a full queen-size bed in it. So 60 inches wide, 80 inches long. So, you know, tall people like myself, I'm about 6'2". We fit very comfortably in it. And then once again, it can come outfitted with a rooftop tent, awning, has a full galley, hot water, water tank. They're quite nice. And the weight is low enough, once again, that you can pull those with the Jeep as well. Those are pretty popular with the Jeep market as well as the Toyota market.
What is the weight of the XOC, and exactly how long is it?
So the XOC weight-wise is 2,600 pounds. That's not loaded. That depends. So you could put as much gear in it as you want. It can hold up to 5,200 pounds total. And the length of it with the spare tire swing is 16 feet.
You know, and this sounds perfect for, you know, I mean, again, we're talking overland here. So we're talking Jeep trails. We're talking dirt trails. I mean, we're not talking paved roads here. This sounds like a great way to explore the backcountry, whether it be remote Forest Service land or whether it be some of that big BLM country that we have out in the West. Now, one other thing I want to talk about, this one is made for the road and it's really lightweight. So lightweight, a motorcycle can tow it, is the XRT, the Extreme Road Tourer. Tell our listeners about this.
So this trailer was specifically designed for trikes and bikes. It has a curb weight of about 500 pounds. It runs on 7-inch braking axles. It's got a full-size bed in it. It has a basic galley with a stove. But for purposes of keeping weight down, it does not have a water tank and sink and fridge and freezer. But it's all aluminum construction, aluminum frame, aluminum body, and it's a simple 1 7/8 tow ball. So if your bike's outfitted with a hitch, you can pull it with your motorcycle or your trike, or once again, you can take it with side by side as well.
You're listening to America Outdoors Radio. We're talking to Steve McLeod. He is the owner of Vorshier Off-Road Trailers out of Springville, Utah. And I think you found a real niche here. I really like this niche that you're filling. Again, you're a young company. You just founded this in 2018. What do your sales look like already?
Sales have really, they've been quite crazy, actually, especially since COVID. I think with a lot of lockdowns, a lot of people were turning more to the outdoors. You know, they couldn't go to the movie theaters and couldn't do the things that they were typically used to doing. And so the outdoors became a pretty good alternative. And we saw a substantial increase in sales last year. And the only thing we can really figure is it's due to COVID-19.
Here's the next question. I know that a lot of RV lots are empty. You hear commercials not saying we've got RVs for sale, but saying please give us your RV so we can sell it. And I guess that gets back to availability. There's just so much demand, number one. Number two, manufacturing, especially for those overseas, they're not getting here. How are you doing in terms of keeping up with demand, and what's the availability of your trailers? If I was to order one now, how long would it be till I could actually get one in my driveway?
Well, we're constantly delivering out to our dealers. I don't know that you'd need to order one. We do have some in various dealers around the western states currently. We've got 14 dealers, and those dealers can be located on our dealer locator on our website at www.vorshier.com. Demand, we're like everybody else, we're struggling. We're trying to find parts and keep production up as best we can, but we're managing to send trailers, ship trailers weekly. So if you wanted to pick one up, you could within reason have one within a week or two, I would imagine.
What are the hardest things to find? I mean, I know, for example, when it comes to vehicles and outboard engines, it's these computer chips that are made in China. That's the big holdup. Obviously, you're not dealing with that necessarily when you're talking about an off-road trailer. What are the struggles in terms of things you're having a hard time finding?
So our biggest struggle has been raw goods, so aluminum, steel, and wood. Mainly because of the price increases that we've seen.
Sure.
Trying to keep the trailer prices reasonable, and we're seeing some prices increase as much as 67%. That's really been the trick. We've been through a couple of stages this year where we just simply couldn't get aluminum for whatever reasons. It just wasn't available, couldn't get it. So that was a bit of a struggle for us. And everybody knows about the wood crisis. Wood became a problem there for a little while. And so you just, as we say around Vorshier, you hit the phones, you work the problem, and you solve it. You figure out what you can get done, and you try to get the trailers out.
I love the attitude. Absolutely love the attitude. Is the supply chain becoming a little less unclogged? Are things looking better as we head towards the fall of 2021?
You know, it's up and down. It has its moments where we kind of breathe and think, oh, you know, maybe it's behind us. And then we get an email or we get a phone call that something's being held up.
Right.
And so, you know, as I say, we hit the phones and we work the problem. I would say across the board, though, it's actually got substantially better as
Good.
This year has progressed. And all we can do is hope that it continues to get better.
All right. Actually, one last question for you, Steve. What's the price point in terms of the low end versus the high end? I'm not looking for exact numbers, but give or take, how much are we looking at for one of these off-road trailers or the Extreme Road Tour?
So you're going to start as low as about $13,000 on the XRT model, and then getting into a fully loaded XOC model, which is kind of our flagship model, you can easily break into the $50,000 range on that one, depending on options and accessories, amenities that you choose to have put on the trailer at the dealership.
Okay. Well, folks, if you want to really get into the backcountry and live in it and camp in it in style, I really think you should check out Vorshier Off-Road Trailers. The website to go to is vorshier.com. That's V-O-R-S-H-E-E-R, vorshier.com. Check out their lineup. Check out where the dealers are and order one. Like you heard, you can get one a lot sooner than you think. Steve, congratulations on doing a great job with the new company, and thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you.
This portion of the show was brought to you by our friends at WorkSharp. They're the fine folks out of Ashland, Oregon, who make knife and tool sharpeners that you can use whether you're hunting or fishing or camping or maybe in your shop, maybe in your kitchen, for all of the knives and tools you need sharpened every day when you work and play. WorkSharp Tools can be found online at WorkSharpTools.com, or you can find them in sporting goods stores and hardware stores all over our great nation. Just look for WorkSharp products to sharpen your knives and your tools, because nothing is worse than trying to get the job done right with a dull blade.
This is the time of year to get out and cook out. So make your next meal sizzle with Camp Chef, the brand known for quality outdoor cooking. From camp stoves to cast iron, from smokers to grills, Camp Chef will change the way you cook outdoors. To eat like a king on your next adventure, go to campchef.com or visit your local sporting goods store and get cooking. Whether you're serving breakfast in the backcountry or barbecue on the back patio, savor the simplicity with Camp Chef. Camp Chef, the way to cook outdoors.
We love our children. We protect them. We guide them. We prepare them for life in the world. With all that we do, from deep in our hearts, we cannot control all things. Life-threatening illnesses and disabilities affect far too many of our children each year. While we cannot change the circumstance, we can make dreams come true. Dreams to provide hope, to provide spiritual healing and strength, to provide moments of happiness and relief in the hardest of times. We can give a glimmer of light and hope in a time of darkness and despair. Join huntofalifetime.org to help make dreams come true, to provide hope for children with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Hunt of a Lifetime is a nonprofit organization fulfilling dreams for hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Visit huntofalifetime.org to learn how you can make a difference.
This report is brought to you by Genesis 2 Project, G2P. Recently, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the ODNI, released a preliminary report on possible threats posed by UFOs, now known as Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, UAP, and the progress the Department of Defense UAP Task Force has made in understanding any threats. Dr. J.C. Van Valkenburg is a former Los Alamos National Lab biophysicist who has been working with G2P to bring scientifically sound UAP data to the public.
G2P has released the first scientifically authenticated documentation of UAPs, including images captured with infrared technology. Primo Forensics performed the digital forensic analysis.
In tandem with the ODNI report, these data support the development of relevant processes, policies, technologies, and training for the U.S. military and government personnel upon encountering UAP. Visit Genesis2Project.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere, Ag, and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Professionals from all over the world have been working remotely, and the hardest part is finding a great place to focus and get the job done. Drop-in Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East offers modern and clean workspaces, call booths, conference rooms, and secure fast Wi-Fi. Drop-in's pricing is pay-as-you-go, with bundles of hours as low as $3 an hour. No contracts, no obligation. Drop-in Go Working, 155 Lake Boulevard East, next door to Starbucks and Subway across from Waterworks Park. Drop-in for an hour or more and try it out. Drop-in.mobi. That's drop-in.mobi.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spin at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop in to a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Yes, you are back in with America Outdoors Radio, and September 1st is a special day for a lot of us because in many states across the nation, it's the opening of dove hunting season. If you've never been dove hunting before, it's one of the funnest hunts you're ever going to enjoy. With us here to tell you a little bit more about the fun he has dove hunting is Edgar Castillo. He wrote a great article for Project Upland about a year ago called The Complete Guide to Dove Hunting. Writes lots of other articles and blog posts too. You can find some of them on his Facebook page at Hunt Birds, that's B-I-R-D-Z, or follow him on Instagram at Hunt_Birds. Edgar, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you very much for having me as a guest, and hopefully I can provide you and the listeners some good information as well as a story or two.
Well, and I just want to talk dove hunting. You know, the differences between dove hunting and other types of hunting like duck hunting are just so polar opposite. Duck hunting, everyone's so competitive. If anyone's within 200 yards of your blind, you're getting annoyed with them. But with dove hunting, it's kind of like, hey, pull up a bucket, have a seat next to me. Let's go ahead and chew the fat and let's shoot some birds. Let's talk about how you got into dove hunting and what you love about it.
Well, first off, I agree with you. Dove hunting is a lot different. I think it's more of a social affair. You know, it's not a time to be quiet. I mean, at least when I go, it's a lot of hooting and hollering and, hey, there's a bird behind you and above you and a lot of shooting. But I started off, I think, just like almost everyone else did. My father brought me along to go with him when he was dove hunting when we first came to the United States. Duck hunting was his first introduction, and then dove hunting followed soon afterwards. And so I tagged along as an 11-year-old boy watching my dad and listening to him on, you know, what to do.
You know, I live in eastern Washington, and the dove opener out here, generally speaking, you're looking for grain fields, especially cut grain fields. And if you can set up, you know, along the route to and from those fields, you're usually in for good shooting. You're in Kansas. What does dove hunting look like there?
Pretty much the same thing. I mean, it's a lot of, a lot of people hunt private and public. I'm a big public land guy, so I naturally gravitate towards looking for public fields that have been set up by the state, you know, sunflower fields, bean fields, corn fields, you know, any area where there's habitat where the doves are going to be looking forward to, you know, get a bite to eat, as well as looking for some water nearby. And I do a lot of scouting preseason. You know, I'm looking for flight paths and the lay of the land and which way they're coming in and which way they're coming out, the times of day, and looking for a good place to set up once opening day arrives.
You know, Edgar, that is so smart, that preseason scouting, because I've been burned on this several times when I've been lazy and just figured, well, I'll go to where I go last year, but the field might not be in grain. It might not be cut. It could have turned into CRP. Like you said, the birds could be doing something completely different in terms of time of day, or maybe they've even already migrated from the area depending on the weather. So that preseason scouting is so smart indeed. Question for you. Over here in the Northwest, we are actually seeing a decrease in mourning dove numbers. My personal theory is that it has to do with a huge increase in an invasive species called the Eurasian collared dove, which looks like a mourning dove on steroids, and I really think it's just out-competing them. Are you seeing the same situation in the Midwest?
Personally, no. At least here where I'm at in the Kansas City metro area where we dove hunt typically throughout the dove season, I've never run in across any Eurasian doves or even white wings. However, as the regular upland bird season progresses, when we're out farther west in Kansas and central Kansas, we have on occasion quite frequently come across Eurasians, and more so in the southwest portion of the state. However, I have talked to several people saying that they are seeing an increase in numbers, but I haven't witnessed any of that, so I couldn't really tell you if they were actually pushing out the mourning dove, but at least not here in the Kansas City metro area.
Well, maybe I need to come hunting with you in Kansas this year. Let's talk about something else here. You know, a lot of folks, I think this is very typical. I'd probably say 90% of dove hunters, they hunt the opener, maybe the morning after the opener, and they see that the birds have wisened up already, and they're done for the year. Do you hunt after the opener? Are we missing out by not doing that?
Oh, yes, of course. It's funny because there's a lot of people will come out for the opener a day or two, maybe even a third day. And then once the birds get pushed out, either through, you know, weather change, cold front coming in, or just, you know, the birds getting wary enough that they're not going to be decoying in, or that, you know, they're seeing a spot that's pressured, they move on, and the hunters do as well. I hunt as long as I can. I mean, I know and understand that there's not going to be as many birds as there were in the beginning of the season, but a lot of that goes back to scouting. I've found places 3 weeks out after the opener, and it's just like opening day, but it's because those birds have come back or they're passing through, they're migrating south, and it's just like a whole nother opener.
Last question for you. You are a pretty prolific writer. Any articles, blogs, or projects we should be aware of in your world?
I've got a few coming out. I should have one or two coming out for Project Upland, another dove, I guess, how-to or tip style article, just on some tactics that my father has passed on to me and that I use, and not to say that they're perfect by any means, but definitely something to at least look into and try. And I've got a couple articles and stories coming out for some various outlets, Strong Magazine, Filson, and the Project Upland actual magazine. I've got a story coming out there on Arizona quail.
Can't wait to read all of those. Dove decoys, are you a believer or not?
Oh, yes, definitely. The Mojo or any kind of motorized dove decoy, and I've even used teal decoys in a pinch. They work really well. I would say one other tactic that I use a lot, and I think a lot of people don't, is I like to walk up dove. I think it's an underused tactic, and when it gets slow and still, I leave where I'm at, go walking around and flush them up like that, and then come back about 20 minutes later, let them settle back down, and then I just repeat the same thing over and over again all day long, and I typically do very well, and most of the time I come home with a limit.
You know, it's funny you say that. I have done the exact same thing for years. You know, you do pass shooting in the morning, then you go to where those birds are hunkering down, and you're right. It's almost like quail hunting, except it's dove hunting, and it's an absolute ton of fun and a way to get that limit if you didn't in the morning. So we have got to go, but Edgar, really enjoyed talking dove hunting with you. Can't wait to read some of the great articles and other things that you're putting out. And again, folks, if you want to do the same, go to his Facebook page at Hunt Birds. That's Hunt B-I-R-D. DZ, or follow him on Instagram at @hunt_birds. That's Edgar Castillo. He's a busy man who loves to hunt upland birds. Thanks so much, Edgar, for spending time with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you. Have a good day.
And now it's time for one of my favorite segments.
It's time to talk record fish.
This week's record fish comes out of Sleepy Hollow Lake. I love the name of that lake, by the way, in New York State. The fish, a 4.42-pound crappie. The angler, 62-year-old Albany resident Roy Isaac. Roy's been fishing this lake as of late off his friend's dock and catching bigger and bigger crappie along the way, starting with a very respectable 1.7-pound fish, then a really nice 2-pound, 10-ounce crappie, followed by a monster 3-pound 10-ounce crappie, but all of those paled in comparison to the 4-plus-pound crappie that Roy reeled in on August 21st that he initially thought was a bass. Roy caught this crappie using a live minnow as bait, fishing it about 25 feet deep. That is quite a fish, Roy Isaac, so big that it breaks the state record not only for black crappie, but also for white crappie, too. Way to go.
Congratulations on your new record.
As we wrap things up, I'd like to congratulate Randy Roman from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, for winning that Daredevil Lure package we gave away last weekend on the show through our Facebook page at America Outdoors Radio. I suspect those lures will come in handy up in the Great Lakes for steelhead, trout, and more. By the way, we'll be having another giveaway much sooner than later, so if you haven't yet liked and followed our Facebook page, just go to America Outdoors Radio on Facebook and do so. You will be in the know about our next giveaway, so you can get a chance to win, too. Let's see, what else? Oh, yes, a programming note to share. Because of that darn broken leg of mine just above the ankle, I'll be in for surgery this coming week.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. As Hurricane Ida bears down on the Louisiana coast, residents have little time left to prepare for what's expected to be a battering of 140-mile-an-hour winds, storm surge, and flooding. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell says residents need to make a choice of either evacuate now or hunker down and make sure they're prepared to ride out not only the storm, but its aftermath.
Time is not on our side. It's rapidly growing. It's intensifying. And so that is, again, if you are voluntarily evacuating our city, now is the time to leave. You need to do so immediately.
Ida strengthening so quickly that New Orleans officials say there was no time to organize a mandatory evacuation of the city's 390,000 residents, a task that means coordinating with the state and neighboring locales so that inbound lanes on highways can be converted to move traffic away from the city. As the hours tick by toward the Tuesday deadline to get American troops out of Afghanistan, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says now is not the time to discuss impeaching President Biden over the botched U.S. pullout.
Minority Leader McCarthy is discouraging colleagues from diverting attention away from the crisis at hand, the safe removal of all Americans from Afghanistan by the president's August 31st deadline. He joins others in blasting Biden's handling of the crisis, quote, "If you want to be president of the free world, you have to have the trust, faith, and confidence of the American public." President Biden lost that yesterday, McCarthy said on Friday after Thursday's suicide bombing that claimed the lives of U.S. service members. Once the evacuations are complete, McCarthy promises, quote, "there will be a day of reckoning for President Biden." Bob Agnew reporting.
Meanwhile, the State Department says there are still hundreds of Americans in country who are not sure if they want to leave or stay beyond the Tuesday deadline. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Microsoft fixes a cloud platform vulnerability after they were warned of the problem.
Microsoft says it has fixed a flaw that could have been used by hackers to take over the company's Azure cloud computing platform. Microsoft says there's no evidence the potential opening was exploited by malicious actors or that any customer data was exposed. Microsoft was alerted to the vulnerability by the cybersecurity firm Wiz earlier in August. According to a blog post from Wiz, the Azure platform is used by thousands of organizations, including numerous Fortune 500 companies. I'm Mike Gracia.
T-Mobile told nearly 50 million customers whose personal data was stolen, things like names, social security numbers, they were truly sorry for the breach. A 21-year-old American living in Turkey told the Wall Street Journal this week he was the one responsible, and he blamed T-Mobile's lax security for making it possible. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Americans' confidence in the U.S. economy is waning as the Delta variant drives a COVID surge nationwide.
That's according to a new survey published Friday by Gallup, which found that 60% of respondents think the economy is worsening, compared to just 37% who think it's improving. In July, about 54% of Americans said they thought the economic outlook was deteriorating, while 41% believed it was getting better. The August survey found the percentage of Americans naming COVID-19 as the top problem facing the country had nearly doubled, with 26% of respondents identifying it as their biggest concern. Patrick Frost reporting.
On the Sunday news shows, CBS's Face the Nation has Senator Lindsey Graham and Sue Gordon, a former principal deputy director of national intelligence. CNN's State of the Union welcomes former Afghan ambassador to the U.S., Roya Romani. And Fox News Sunday has scheduled Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, CJ, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Redian Electric Utility, like more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is a nonprofit public power agency owned by the customers. This year, we are celebrating 100 years of serving the city of Redian. October 3rd through the 9th is Public Power Week, and we celebrate the benefits of living in a public power community. These benefits include low rates and local control. Community ownership means your money stays right here in Redian. Publicly owned utilities like REU provide excellent service and work directly for the community.
0.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Pet Show. Is your chihuahua acting like a chump? Are you being ghosted by your calicos? Does your dachshund seem a little depressed? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to really learn how to understand your dogs and cats almost as well as they understand you, if you're confused about your pet's behavior or just want to improve your pet's lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology training, behavior, and, of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring your furry little buddies with you, folks, because, yes, it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and, as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you'd like to join me on the Evergrowing Pet Show family, if you want to find out why your dog is humping everything, your cat refuses to use the litter box, your dog runs away when you call him, your cat scratched your favorite chair, you get the idea. If you have a question about your pet's behavior, great time to give me a call. And let me just remind everybody, whether you're a new listener to the Pet Show or a regular listener to the Pet Show, it makes no difference. Everyone that calls into the show and has the opportunity of talking with me live on the air, if you've not called for a while, be getting a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. Many of the items I give away are $25, $35, $45, $50 and more. So it's a great time to give me a call. I will answer your questions, and at the same time, a great gift will be on its way. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Be patient. If the lines are full, just keep trying. We will get to you. 877-725-8255. Here's what I have planned for today's show. You know, so many of my listeners have rescue dogs, and bless you for doing that. And sometimes I actually hear the frustration in your voices because the dog may be misbehaving. Coming up on the show today, why the word of the day is patience. Believe me, it is worth it. And it just might be your behavior that the problem is, not the pet's. Also coming up on today's show, keeping your cats entertained, and no, you don't have to hire a clown to play for your cats. Coming up, the perfect cat house. Also, you know, people are spending more time with their dogs, and coming up, you'll love them, but how do you create even a deeper connection with your pets? And here's a question I would do well on Jeopardy. I would win that one. What does it mean when your cat sleeps on top of you? What does it mean when your cat sleeps on top of you? Plenty of time for all of your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. So, if your pet is chewing, jumping, confused about the litter box, not housebroken, suffering with separation anxiety, your poor dog may be depressed, chases anything that moves, hates other dogs, cat scratched your favorite chair, or your dog honestly believes, honestly, that if it moves, it's his job to hump it, give me a call, 877-725-8255. The question of the day is, do you feel spiritually connected to your pets? Do you feel spiritually connected to your pets? Give me a call. Let me know. I'll send you a great gift. But before we start the show today, let me take this moment to thank all of those men and women of the armed forces that have kept America safe for so many years. As a fellow veteran, it is with gratitude and respect that I honor your service. My thoughts and prayers are with you. You are truly the best of the best. Godspeed. We can get to the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. The phone number, 877-725-8255. The way to get through, plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. A lot of the items I give away, as I said, are $25, $35, $45, and even more. So it's a great time to give me a call. I will answer all of your pet and animal questions, and a gift will be on its way for you. Even if you just recently adopted a dog or cat and wanted to share your story, or have been living with a pandemic pet and want to tell me how well it's made in terms of improving your life, I'll still send you a great gift, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. How about I start out with a phone call right now? We are going to, let's go to Dolores. Hey, Dolores, welcome to the Pet Show.
Oh, thank you. Hello. Yes.
How you doing?
Got a big problem with the doggy. Need help. Now, my 15-year-old generic rescue chihuahua has been having non-anesthesia tooth cleaning every 3 months. However, now he has 4 loose teeth, and they cannot give him any more non-anesthesia tooth cleaning because it's too painful for him. However, he cannot be put under because of a a heart murmur.
Sure.
So now, he cannot have these two teeth removed.
Let me go over a couple of things with you. First of all, I understand that the dog is 15 years old, and he has a heart murmur, so therefore they're not going to want to anesthetize the dog. I understand that. In the past, you've had his teeth cleaned using a non-anesthesia approach, and now his teeth are loose, and you're concerned about getting those teeth out. What I would be doing if I were you at this point is I would be contacting a veterinary dental specialist. That's going to have a lot more input for you than even I could possibly have. Maybe there are topical things that they can use to alleviate the pain. Maybe there are other things that they can use. But at this point, it's kind of beyond my pay grade. I'm a big fan of non-anesthesia teeth cleaning, but I'm also a big fan of making sure the teeth are clean. Now, at 15 years old, if those teeth are loose, obviously you can't eat the same way. It's annoying. But even more importantly, that bad teeth are not just a matter of looks, but they can cause all kinds of things with bacteria. So at this point, and I see that you live in Los Angeles, and I know there are many, many veterinarians out here that specialize in dental work. You can ask your vet for a recommendation of a dental specialist, or if you can't do that, you can go online and log on to the Southern California Veterinary Medical Association, and you can get a listing of specialties at that point. But right now, it's important to get those teeth out because, as I said, it could make the dog sicker, but at this point, if the dog's in good health otherwise, I would say the most important thing you can do is speak with a veterinarian that specializes in teeth. He'll have every option that is available, Dolores.
All right. That gives me a direction to go in.
Well, that's the direction you have to be in at this point. You have a dog whose teeth are loose. They can't get the anesthesia, and I understand because he's 15 years old with a heart murmur, but I think speaking to a specialist is definitely the way to go. So that's where I would be right now, Dolores. I would speak to a specialist in terms of getting that done. In the meantime, let me put you on hold and let me move on. I want to send you some hemp seed immune health for the cat at this point. It's on its way to you, and I appreciate that phone call. You know, it's interesting, but teeth are really important. A lot of people don't understand the concept of how critical it is to keep your dog and your cat's teeth clean. As I said, it's not just a matter of looks, it's a matter of health. And 85 to 90% of dogs and cats will develop some type of periodontal disease by the time they're 3 or 5 years old. So learning how to brush your dog's teeth and taking care of them on a regular basis can make all the difference in the world. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. I got my own brand new Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplements available for dogs or cats. I have Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter, Lucy Pet Food, Arthur Suit Gold, those amazing t-shirts that say None of My Friends Walk Upright, Mushroom Max, copies of my best-selling books, either the dog behavior or cat behavior book, and many varieties of hemp seed oil for your pet. So it's a great time to give me a call. Everyone that calls into the show does get to speak to me live on the air and has not called for a while. We'll be getting a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. And as I said here, folks, I am not giving away biscuits. Some of these items are $35, $45, $50 and more. So it's a great time to give me a call. Again, that number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to all of your phone calls. You know, you've heard me talk about Lucy Pet Food for over 2 years now, and how it's the choice of food for my own rescue dogs, Molly and Willie. And every day I hear from listeners all over the U.S. and Canada saying, Warren, thank you for letting us know about Lucy Pet. What a difference it's made in our dogs' or cats' looks and the way they feel. In fact, Lucy Pet Food is being used by police departments, humane societies, rescues all over the country. As I said, it's the food I feed my own guys, Molly and Willie, but I don't want you to take my word alone. I actually want you to hear from one of my listeners and what they actually had to say about Lucy Pet Food.
Someone gave me a bag of that Lucy dog food, and my dog loved it. I mean, right away, you know. And I noticed that the ingredients, everything. And then I saw all the nutritional value about the healing, the gut, everything, you know. And I said, man, I got to get this dog food.
I hear this story at least a dozen times a day from people I've suggested or recommended Lucy pet food to. Once they get their dogs and cats on Lucy pet food, their dogs and cats look healthier, feel healthier because they are healthier. Lucy pet food, the food I feed my own pets, is available at Amazon.com. It's also available at Chewy.com, or check out their website, LucyPetFood.com. Again, if you want to feed your pets what I feed mine, it's Lucy pet food, available at Amazon.com, Chewy.com, or check out LucyPetFood.com today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
A big cat, small cat, short cats, tall cats, old cats, young cats, many to be found. Nice cats, mean cats, fat cats, lean cats, big-eared, small-eyed, running all around.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. 35 years ago, I put my reputation on the line, developing my Hugs and Kisses of vitamin mineral supplements for dogs and cats. Your favorite product now offers improved joint health, plus lecithin to reduce shedding and promote healthy skin and coat. Here's what my listeners say about the new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses.
I'm Ellie with Bassett Beagle Rescue of the Heartland. Our rescues arrive with dry, flaky skin and digestive problems. On the radio, I heard about the 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses and tried them on our worst cases. Within weeks, we noticed how much better their skin and coats looked. The prebiotics and probiotics in Hugs and Kisses supplements boosted our rescues' immune systems and digestion. Our senior beagles also responded to the joint health in Hugs and Kisses. Our rescues leave so much healthier than when they arrived, thanks to Hugs and Kisses.
The new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses is an Amazon's choice. Also, Walmart.com and Wish.com, or log on to ThePetShow.com. That's ThePetShow.com, or call 1-800-430-4847, ThePetShow.com.
Hey, you should move over. Red Right Return.
Right, Red Right Return.
No, just Red Right Return, because you're...
No, I'm saying Red Right Return, but then right to agree.
Okay, but you're almost...
I should have said correct. I know it's Red Right Return, but...
You're on the left, and it's Red Right Return. Red Right Return!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive has you covered as a leader in boat insurance. Get a quote today at progressive.com.
Oh, I was on the left. Right.
Please stop talking.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Check your ego. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Our egos convince us that we are right about the world. They tell us that our views and beliefs are the better ones to have, and that those who think differently than we do are somehow less than. It's almost as if your ego is constantly saying to you, hey, what you think and believe is right, what other people think and believe is wrong. But for all their arrogance, our egos ultimately stop us from taking in new information by keeping us trapped under a layer of conceit. Look, the world is big, and if any of us has a chance of taking in the vastness that is life, it'll be important to check the old ego every once in a while. The way to do that? Simple. Say, I don't know, or maybe, more frequently. And that can help chip away at the certainty the ego loves so much. I don't know. Maybe it can. Visit DrChristianConti.com to learn more about the almighty ego.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
At Boost Mobile, we're giving you a free phone when you switch, and all the power that comes with it. The power to access everything humanity has to offer. The power to connect with anyone in the world. The power to order tacos. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A32 5G when you switch to America's largest 5G network. Information, communication, tacos. Now that's power. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
And we are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number, 877-725-8255. The question of the day is, do you feel spiritually connected with your pets? Do you feel, I do, but do you feel spiritually connected with your pets? I want to know. If you've been thinking about my own brand new Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplements, and you're thinking about, well, maybe I should get them, grab your pens and papers a little bit later, something very special going on, and I'll tell you how you can save a lot of money and get your dogs and cats on the Hugs and Kisses coming up in a bit. Right now, let me go back to the phone lines here. Let's go to Ilona. Hi, Ilona. Welcome to The Pet Show.
Warren, it's always a great pleasure to talk to you. So I have two questions and then a third. Number one, I have in my backyard a wood fence that has a cutout that's basically a welcome sign to any feral cats. And as I was sitting outside feeding, a very emaciated orange tabby cat crawled through my door. And, of course, I fed it. And then I noticed, to my shock, it only had three legs.
Yeah.
So my question is, this cat must have been lost, because who would pay for an amputation and then let it out in the wild?
Well, how do you know it was amputated? How do you know it was an amputation? He wasn't born that way.
Correct. I don't know.
Okay, well, it's very possible he was born that way, and I'm glad you have him, because sometimes the cat with the injury, or the cat with the one limb that's not there is perfect for attack from other cats, other animals. So I'm glad you have him. So he's in your house now?
No, he comes into my yard. I guess what I'll have to do is really trap him, because he might be feral. So I have
to. Yeah, I would get the first thing you want to do is get him into your house, get him into a kennel, and get him to a vet right away to make sure whether the leg was amputated or he's born that way. If it was amputated, maybe he needs some antibiotics. Maybe he needs some.
No. It looks fine. There's not even a trace of blood or anything. It looks very fine.
You say he looks emaciated.
Well, he hasn't eaten, and I feed him. He's been visiting three times, and what I noticed is he's very graceful. He doesn't have any issues walking.
Okay, but my next question to you is, do you have any pets of your own?
Of course, I have cats, and he might be feral, or he might be just spooked.
Is it something you would consider taking into your home?
Of course.
Oh, then I love you.
I have a feral that's no longer a feral.
Yeah, you hear me talk about that all the time. People think I'm crazy. I tell you, many times I've taken 11, 12 feral cats and made them all great. So
they're amazing. They have the greatest appreciation. It's not been easy, but he's wonderful, the one that I have. This cat, I have an outside area that I can contain him in. So I guess I really have to trap him and get him into that area.
Well, you said he comes into your house, correct?
No, he comes into my backyard.
Into your yard, yeah.
There is a fence, and it has a cutout, so cats come in.
You can't hold him?
I can't touch him yet. He's spooked.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get him in an area. You might want to work with some other people that do some professional, TLC.
No, I can do that. I can do all
that. Okay. So let's do that. But let's get him to a vet right away. Let's make sure we get him.
So you don't think that maybe he was lost or something? I just assumed he had an amputation.
There's no way of knowing, although my gut reaction says to me that if someone has a three-legged cat that got lost, there would be posters all over the area where you live.
Right. You're absolutely right. Okay, so I'm on paw boost anyway.
Here's what I would do. I would call – I see that you live in Beverly, so I would call the Beverly Hills Police Department, see if anyone reported a cat. I would call a local shelter.
They're going to laugh.
Well, let them laugh. But let them ask the question. That's what they get paid for, okay?
Okay.
Find out if anyone called them and left the message that they lost their cat, or contact the local shelters. I don't care if you get laughed at or not. Contact the local shelters. If not, mazel tov. You got a new cat, Ilona.
Okay, so next question. I have another cat that is short-haired, not very long, and he's matted. What do you recommend? He's very, very sensitive. I can't comb him. And there is not horrible matting, but it's there. Do I sedate him and then, or what, take him to a groomer?
I would use – have you tried using a matting rake?
I have a flea comb that I've been using.
No, you might want to try using a matting rake. I mean, if he's fine with a groomer, maybe you can have a groomer come into your home and work with you in the home. But you got to get those mats out, because those mats can tighten up, and that's what we're afraid of.
I know. Okay, and the third question is Lucy Pet Food, which is amazing. I use a lot of pet food. I buy a lot of expensive, overpriced, healthy cat food, and they won't eat it. I wish, since you deal with Lucy Pet Food, that you would make a recommendation they roll out a wet food.
Congratulations. Go to their website.
Really?
There's a wetsuit either the brand. I just spoke to you, either the brand new wet food is out or it'll be out in a couple of weeks.
I'm ready for that. Awesome.
All right, but in the meantime, you know what? I'm going to send you some of the brand new 4-in-1. How's that?
That's fine. That's great.
On its way to you, the brand new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treats. By the way, this is the only time and the first time we've ever been able to make this offer. I'll talk about it later. In fact, I'm going to do a commercial for it in a few minutes. But I know you hear me talk about my own Hugs and Kisses, the only product with my face, my name on it. It's a product I developed. There's one for dogs, one for cats. We've never been able to give a discount. But as of today, and just until the 7th, this is our Labor Day special, just until the 7th, $5 off if you go to Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or ThePetShow.com. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. Russell, we're going to get to you in Hot Spring, Arkansas. Linda, we'll get to you in Pasadena, California. Karen, we're going to get to you in Delaware. And Lisa, we're going to get to you in Colorado. Great time to give me a call, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to all of your phone calls. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Okay, so if you're like me and still doing your back-to-school shopping, one word, Kohl's. Right now they have the best deals on the brands my kids love. I got my son Converse sneakers for $60, 25% off Vans tees for my daughter, and 25% off Nike gear for both of them. Oh, but the best part, I got an extra 20% off and Kohl's cash too. So I may just have to go back and get a little something for myself. Flex style, Vans, Converse, and Nike coupons do not apply. 20% offer ends August 29th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California.
I think my dad's going crazy.
And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
Fentanyl poisoning is a growing problem in our community, but we can help do something about it. Join us September 18th at 1 p.m. at the Riverfront Park Amphitheater for the Decennium Giving Circle to celebrate a beautiful heart taken from our community entirely too soon. The concert is free, but there will be a raffle with prizes donated by local businesses and artists. So come on down, because we can all make a difference.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hear everything you said because your helper cut in. But anyway, the next thing I wanted to ask was about this dusty kitty litter Arm & Hammer puts out. Now, the first one that I used, it said 100% dust-free, and I believed them until I was cleaning the litter box in the afternoon. The sun was shining in the bathroom window, and I could see it rise about 5 inches and then fall. Well, I can't always get that one. The others, the Absorbex, I mean, there's just clouds of dust.
Now, yeah, but let me stop you for a second, okay? I know you're concerned about the dust and the silica, as well you should be. But sometimes a bigger problem for the cats is the perfumes and the dyes, which can cause breathing issues, discomfort, and in extreme cases can actually cause major problems. So it's this, you want to make sure whatever litter you're using is unscented. You also want to make sure that cats, as they get older, their paws get more sensitive. And as their paws get more sensitive, sometimes they're not as comfortable in the litter box that you're using. So the first thing you want to do is the least amount of dust possible, obviously the better. You want to make sure the texture of the litter is really, really good. And most importantly, you want to make sure that it doesn't have a strong scent, because that can really throw the cat off. In fact, in some situations, the cat just stops using a litter box altogether. So I'm going to recommend a litter to you. And the reason I'm going to recommend it to you is I've been recommending it for quite a while now. And everyone I've recommended it to agreed that the results have been absolutely amazing. Also, the fact you have older cats, how many litter boxes? You have how many cats? Two?
I have two.
And how many litter boxes?
Just one.
I would put that small. I don't care if the house is real small. Put them next to each other. But I would have two litter boxes down, especially when the cats are getting older. Are they pretty agile? No problem for them getting in and out of the litter box?
No, they don't have any problem. But lady, and you know, if I put too much litter, you know, she stands. She thinks she has to stand, and then it goes over the top onto the floor,
And, of course, I don't like that. So I have to keep the litter low. And then if I
have you tried
bathroom,
have you tried an enclosed litter box?
No.
But
well,
why?
It would be harder to clean.
Well, you're either going to clean up the floor or clean the litter box. The choice is yours. If you don't want it, that's fine. Then clean up the way you've been cleaning. I'm okay with that. But again, what I want you to understand is that from the cat's perspective, especially as they get older.
Uh-huh.
And yours are in pretty good shape now, but sometimes they get a little bit, you know, a little bit dementia. I would definitely have two litter boxes down at this point. And I'm going to send you a different type of litter I want you to try.
Okay.
All right, so let's put Linda on hold. Let's send her some Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter. It's an amazing product. You're going to absolutely love it, I promise. But remember that not all cat litter is the same, and you have to make some changes as our cats get older. Let me take another call right now that we are going to. Let's go to Lisa, Canyon City, Colorado. Lisa, welcome to the Pet Show.
Good morning, Warren.
You don't sound like Lisa to me.
Yeah, I am, though.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. I have a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Absolutely, like you're right next to me. Lisa, go ahead.
I have a 15-year-old Boston Terrier, and every time I take him to the dog park, I always take him in, and everybody keeps saying that I have to take the leash off the dog, but my dog runs off, and he can nip dogs. So I don't know what to do.
Well, your dog, how old is your dog?
15.
He's 15 years old, and now this is a problem?
Yes, and he runs off every time he's in, and he can run after dogs. He doesn't get along with the dogs.
Well, if he doesn't get along with other dogs, then perhaps the dog park is not the place where he should be.
Okay, well, they're saying that I have to take the leash off of him. And I keep saying no.
I understand what they're saying, and here's why they're saying that. When a dog has a leash on him, they're much more protective and possessive than when a leash is off. Very often you can walk two dogs down the street and they look like Cujo. They hate each other, but you put them in the yard and take their leashes off, they sniff each other and they become best friends. Maybe what you should be doing is maybe working with someone else there who perhaps has an older dog away from the dog park, even a couple of yards, see how your dog reacts outside of the dog park with that dog, or maybe you want to go off hours when there aren't that many dogs around till your dog really becomes accustomed to being off a leash at the dog park. So that would be the approach I would take. But I want you to understand that at 15 years old, if he's not comfortable at a dog park and he's showing aggressive behavior at a dog park, he's probably just doing that because of the leash. But again, at 15 years old, if he's not comfortable there, I would just not let him go there because he may just growl or snarl at the wrong dog and then you have a dog fight, and that's something we definitely want to avoid.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do because every time, like I said, if there's many dogs at the dog park, he'll go after them and he'll snip at them. And I don't want him to bite the owners either.
Yeah, no. Listen, I'm totally with you. But here's what I'm going to recommend you do. If he was a 9-year-old dog, a 7-year-old dog, a 5-year-old dog, I'd do something different. But right now, at 15 years old, if the dog is displaying aggressive behavior at the dog park, then he's not feeling comfortable. Chances are, if you took him off leash, he'd be fine. But I don't know if you want to try that with a 15-year-old dog, especially if there might be another assertive dog in the dog park. So my recommendation is walk him around the dog park, let him get comfortable there, find a couple of other people that may have older dogs, form a geriatric dog walking group, and I think you'd be better off that way rather than take the chance with a 15-year-old dog, Lisa.
Okay.
No, thank you, Lisa. Don't go anywhere. Let's put Lisa on hold, and I am going to send Lisa. You know what? Lisa's in Colorado. Let's send Lisa some Lucy pet food as well. Some Lucy pet food on its way to you, and I appreciate that phone call. The phone number, 877-725-8255. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have Russell in, I believe it's Arkansas. We have Karen in Delaware. We have Mike in, I believe it's Arkansas. We'll get to all your calls right after this. 877-725-8255, the phone number. Please listen to me carefully, because this is the last time you're going to be hearing me giving away this special deal. Your wait is over. Our Labor Day sale is live right now. That means today. But it's only good till next week, September 7th. I want every listener to score big savings, and I mean big savings, on my brand new Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 vitamin mineral supplements. So please listen up. We're launching our Labor Day sale on thepetshow.com, as well as amazon.com, as well as walmart.com. No matter where you shop, you'll save $5, $5 on every jar of the all-new Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 vitamin mineral supplement treats for dogs and cats. That's right, $5 off every jar, dog or cat. I don't care what the size is. I don't care how many you buy. And remember, shipping is always a flat $5 on thepetshow.com. Or free if you're an Amazon Prime member. For years, you've heard me listeners praise Hugs and Kisses vitamins. And this is the first sale ever on the new 4-in-1 formula. Now is the time to buy while the savings last and while the supply lasts. So order your savings online either at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430 and the word hugs. So head over to thepetshow.com, or if you prefer, you can order the brand new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses at $5 off as well at amazon.com, at walmart.com. So save $5 now through September 7th at thepetshow.com, amazon.com, or walmart.com. You'll be happier, but more importantly, your dogs and cats will be a whole lot healthier. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat, cool for cats.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. August is National Black Business Month, a time to recognize, support, and celebrate black-owned businesses across the country. Bank of America's Summer 2021 Black Business Owner Spotlight found that more than 8 in 10 black entrepreneurs expect increased revenue in the year ahead, up from 5 in 10 this past fall. In addition, 94% of black business owners are committed to advocating for social change through their business. Here's A.J. Barkley, Bank of America Neighborhood Lending Executive.
Black small business owners are feeling optimistic about the year ahead while maintaining a focus on social change. When asked, 85% of black entrepreneurs say social justice issues have impacted their approach to running their business. At Bank of America, we are committed to steering the path forward from past injustices by investing directly in black communities and working with black business owners to ensure they have the tools, resources, and guidance they need to grow and succeed.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, president and founder of Lucy Pet. I love all my animals and would never want to be in a position where they were not healthy because I wasn't feeding them the best food possible. That's why I created Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. It's made with the latest nutritional advancements, great ingredients, and made right here in the USA. Your pet will have better digestion, increased energy, and I believe be much healthier. Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. Thanks.
Lucy Pet products on Amazon.com and Chewy.com.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities. I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
Me too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Bluth Arm medicated ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Bluth Arm soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. Reminder, everyone that calls and gets through to me live will get a great gift. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Let me get right back to the busy phone lines here. Let me go to my friend Russell in Arkansas. Hey, Russell, welcome to the show.
Hey, Warren. Thank you.
What's up?
I spoke with you about a month ago. I'm the guy who took about 3 hours chasing down a white German Shepherd someone dropped, I guess, in our neighborhood. Took us about 3 hours chasing down with hot dogs, and we finally got it. And the vet or the dog pound took them and cleaned them up. We ended up adopting her. We sent pictures to your website. I think you have pictures of her on your website now. We do need to send you an updated photo of her. But anyways, at the house, she's doing pretty good with me and my older son, 17. He does okay with my wife and my daughters. But she stays on her bed in our bedroom. She will not venture out of the room on her own. I can go and pick her up and carry her out, and she'll run right back in our room to her dog bed.
Okay, here's what you need to do. You need to get her another dog bed, get her a second dog bed, put that dog bed in where she usually hangs out, take the dog bed that she's hanging out in now, and put that in other rooms of the house where the family is more like to hang out. She's found that comfort zone on her bed, and as long as you let her go to that one space, it's going to be more and more, she's going to want more and more to be there. So I would close that door sometimes, force the situation a little bit, bring that bed out into an area where the family hangs out, let her get readjusted that way, more comfortable, away from that room, put another bed in that room, and little by little, Russell, she will come around.
Okay, awesome. And then the last question I have, whenever I take her outside to use the restroom, I have a big kennel outside that she can go out and she'll go in and she'll use the restroom. But if anybody else steps out, not from my house, but say the neighbor house, last week the neighbor lady stepped out and said, "Hi, Russell," and our dog just went crazy, was scared and get right back in the house.
It sounds to me like the dog was abused, and bless you for adopting him, Russell. It sounds to me like the dog, even when he was running loose, when a dog is in the process of eliminating, they're very vulnerable for attack either by people or other animals. So it's a very vulnerable position. So unless they feel totally comfortable, that's how they're going to react. I think it's going to take a little bit more time introducing him to a little bit more people in your home. Again, moving that bed, I think it's going to make all the difference, Russell.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
Send me some more photos and keep me posted, okay?
Oh, yeah, I definitely will.
Hey, Russell, I appreciate that phone call. Thanks a lot. Hey, great time to give me a call. I still got hugs and kisses to give away, Lucy pet food, T-shirts, my best-selling books, Dog or Cat, Hemp Seed Oil, Arthur Suit Gold. Great time to call me. Everyone that calls and gets through to me live will get a great gift for their dog or cat. 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Just imagine how we can leave our life in this, our lifetime better than when we came in. Listen to me carefully. For the past 40 years, Delta Rescue would have never been able to do the incredible work they do saving animals without you, my listeners, and your amazing support. My good friend Leo Grillo, who I consider an extreme rescue, by the way, the founder of Delta, says, please, please put some of your work into helping their over 1,500 rescue dogs, cats, and horses into the future. That's why I decided personally to make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning. A bequested Delta rescue will make your legacy work for the animals right now. It'll avoid fundraising costs and provide tax benefits. Like any good guardian, Leo needs to make sure that every one of the animals he took off the streets, the deserts, the forests, the woods, all across America, never, ever have to worry again. And take it from me, I know these animals. I've been there many times. They don't have to worry. Delta Rescue happens to be a top-ranked charity by CharityWatch.com, and they prove every single day that your donation dollars are hard at work. But even if you're not ready to make long-range plans, every donation is a chance to keep more than 1,500 abandoned cats, dogs, and horses happy, safe, and loved for the first time in their lives. I want you to visit DeltaRescue.org. Go today. Visit DeltaRescue.org or give them a call at 661-269-4010. Ask for details on how to include Delta's rescued animals in your estate planning like I did, so log on to DeltaRescue.org. Or call them today at 661-269-4010. The animals need you, not tomorrow. They need you today. DeltaRescue.org. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Thinking about starting a new career or upskilling for the career you have right now? It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. Reskill for those new jobs that are emerging in Shasta County. Find out today about their veterans programs and free tuition. All of this at Shasta College. Go to shastacollege.edu.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Money. It's crash proof, there are no fee surprises, and you control your money, not the government. Plus, your withdrawals are tax-free, which protects your savings from being devoured by taxes that can only get more monstrous. So get your report now at FreeReportFast.com. That's FreeReportFast.com. FreeReportFast.com.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Stay 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. August is National Black Business Month, a time to recognize, support, and celebrate Black-owned businesses across the country. Bank of America's Summer 2021 Black Business Owner Spotlight found that more than 8 in 10 Black entrepreneurs expect increased revenue in the year ahead, up from 5 in 10 this past fall. In addition, 94% of Black business owners are committed to advocating for social change through their business. Here's A.J. Barkley, Bank of America Neighborhood Lending Executive.
Black small business owners are feeling optimistic about the year ahead while maintaining a focus on social change. When asked, 85% of Black entrepreneurs say social justice issues have impacted their approach to running their business. At Bank of America, we are committed to steering the path forward from past injustices by investing directly in Black communities and working with Black business owners to ensure they have the tools, resources, and guidance they need to grow and succeed.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness.
Hey, we are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. We're going to break for the top of the hour, but Mike, Karen, David, you'll be my first three callers. When we come back, I got great gifts for you, so please be patient. Grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, give your pets a hug and a kiss. We'll be right back at you. By the way, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Again, let me just stress to you guys that the brand new 4-in-1 hugs and kisses I've been talking about, that's my own. My face is on there. My name's on there. This sale, because of the product is so great, this sale will only last until September 7th. So check out the brand new Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplements. Again, as I said, they're available at Amazon.com. They're available at Walmart.com. You can go to my website, ThePetShow.com. And no matter where you shop, Amazon, Walmart, or ThePetShow.com, you'll be saving $5 right off the top on the brand new Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats. Hey, coming up in the next hour, I want to share with you why I adore you guys so much. Last week on my Los Angeles show, I had a call from an elderly gentleman from La Habra, California, and he was so distressed when he called me on the air. It brought tears to my eyes. And here's the problem. In addition to a hospital stay that already lasted 6 months, his son would no longer be able to care for his much-beloved Cocker Spaniel. And in his mind, that means he wouldn't be able to keep the dog. What would happen to the dog? What would happen to the dog? No one knew till you, my listeners, came through. And I'll talk about that a little bit when we come back. Great time to give me a call, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
Watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-15.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.